Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Fighting continues along border of Thailand and Cambodia, even after US President Donald Trump mediation. Belarus releases Nobel Peace Prize laureate Alice Bialytsky amid push to improve ties with US. India sends 32 tons of humanitarian assistance to Peru to support patients suffering from dehydration. And in squash World Cup, India storm into final, beating defending champions Egypt in semi-finals in Chennai. Fighting continued along the border of Thailand and Cambodia even after US President Donald Trump, acting as a mediator, declared that both countries had agreed to a ceasefire. Earlier, Trump said Thai and Cambodian leaders had once again agreed to immediately renew their ceasefire agreement following a week of deadly border clashes. A report.
U.S. President Donald Trump also noted that both leaders had agreed to return to the original peace accord signed in October this year in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Thai officials said that no ceasefire agreement has been reached and Cambodia has yet to comment on Trump's claim. Instead, Cambodia's defense ministry reported that Thai fighter jets carried out airstrikes earlier today. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim also said that Malaysia, in its role as ASEAN chair, will convene a special ASEAN foreign ministers meeting soon to address the escalating Cambodia-Thailand border tension. Navanita Adhikari for World News.
Belarusian authorities have released Nobel Peace Prize laureate Alice Bialytsky and key opposition figure Maria Kolesnikova from prison. Their release comes amid President Alexander Lukashenko seeking to improve relations with Washington. Earlier, the United States said it is lifting sanctions on Belarusian potash in the latest sign of a thaw between the two countries. John Cole, the U.S. Special Envoy for Belarus, made the announcement after meeting the President Alexander Lukashenko in Belarusian capital of Minsk. Cole described the two-day talks as very productive and added that normalizing relations was their goal. Two people were killed overnight in a Ukrainian drone strike on the Russian city of Saratov, Russian officials said today. The attack reportedly hit a residential building, leaving an unspecified number of people injured. Separately, Russia's defense ministry said its air defenses intercepted 41 drones overnight, 28 of them over the Saratov region. Meanwhile, Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa and surrounding areas experienced major power outages this morning following a large-scale overnight Russian assault on Ukraine's power grid. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia launched more than 450 drones and 30 missiles in the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump's overseas envoy will travel to Germany this weekend to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders for the latest round of high-level talks on ending the war. Steve Witkoff, who has been leading White House attempts to mediate between Ukraine and Russia, will discuss proposed peace agreement in Berlin. The Trump administration is pushing for a deal to be in place by Christmas and has held several rounds of talks with Ukrainian and Russian representatives in recent weeks. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. India has handed over 2.5 lakh saline bottles to Peru to support patients suffering from dehydration, reaffirming its role as a trusted development partner. The humanitarian assistance, totaling 32 tons, was formally handed over by Indian Ambassador to Peru Vishwas Sapkal to Peru's Ministry of Health. Peruvian officials expressed appreciation for India's timely support. The Ministry of External Affairs said the aid reflects India's commitment to solidarity with Global South partners. India and Peru share strong bilateral relations across sectors, including health, pharmaceuticals, energy, agriculture, defense, and science and technology. In recent years, India has also provided medical assistance to Peru during health emergencies. The government reiterated that India remains a reliable health partner and a first responder to countries of the Global South. A joint Saudi Emirate military delegation has arrived in the Yemeni city of Aden to discuss ways to ease rising tensions in the south. according to media reports. The visit comes days after Yemen's main southern separatist group, the Southern Transitional Council, STC, claimed it had taken broad control across southern Yemen. Yemen's internationally recognized government yesterday said 32 security personnel were killed and 45 wounded in eastern province of Hadramaut. Attacks by STC-affiliated groups, state news agency reported. The separatist group said its takeover includes the eastern provinces of Hadramaut and Mahra, adding that it now has a presence across all eastern parts of southern Yemen, including Aden, the base of the Saudi-backed internationally recognized government. The talks in Aden is expected to focus on reversing recent unilateral actions, including the withdrawal of forces brought in from outside the eastern provinces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan from December the 15th to the 16th at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. Secretary South, Minister of External Affairs Dr. Nina Malhotra said this visit is Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan.
This will be Prime Minister's first full-fledged bilateral visit to Jordan, which is coinciding with the 75th year of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Jordan. Some of you may recall, earlier Prime Minister Shri Modi had transited through Jordan in February 2018 while on his way to the state of Palestine. Even though it was a transit visit, exceptional courtesies were accorded to him by His Majesty the King, making it more than just a transit visit. This, the current full bilateral visit, is taking place after an interval of 37 years.
Our West Asia correspondent has filed this report.
India and Jordan have consistently aligned their positions against extremism, terrorism and radicalization in all forms and manifestations. Both countries have been victims of terrorism and have underlined the need for collective action and zero tolerance towards violent extremism. King Abdullah II's Amman message, which rejects the Takrifi ideology and misuse of religion to justify violence, resonates well within India's long-standing policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Amman.
The Philippine Coast Guard today said that three Filipino fishermen were wounded and two fishing vessels suffered badly damaged after Chinese Coast Guard ships fired water cannons in a disputed South China Sea shoal. Manila's Coast Guard said around two dozen Filipino fishing boats near Sabina Shoal were targeted yesterday with water cannon and aggressive blocking maneuvers. China's Coast Guard yesterday said it had driven away multiple Philippine vessels and taken control measures in the area. In Pakistan, eight people, including six children, have died in a cholera outbreak in southwest Balochistan province this week, raising the death toll to 12 over the past 3 weeks, the local health officials said yesterday. At least eight Baluch civilians were forcibly disappeared by Pakistani forces amid a growing wave of enforced disappearances across Balochistan, a leading human rights organization said. In Squash World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals of Squash World Cup 2025 after defeating defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai this evening. The hosts registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the Squash World Cup, having already won a bronze in the 2023 edition. Meanwhile, in the other semi-final, the top seeds, Hong Kong came back from 2-0 down to draw against Japan and book a place in the final. India will face Hong Kong in the summit clash tomorrow. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Fighting continues along border of Thailand and Cambodia even after U.S. President Donald Trump mediation. Belarus releases Nobel Peace Prize laureate Alice Bialytsky amid push to improve ties with the U.S. India sends 32 tons of humanitarian assistance to Peru to support patients suffering from dehydration. And in Squash World Cup, India storm into final, beating defending champions Egypt in semi-finals in Chennai. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.